This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, Professor H.A. Mackinder, International Relations. Seven capitals, 7 points of view during 2 wars, a third one threatened. We go to Berlin. Berlin was mentioned earlier because it wants to have it acknowledged that it has given money in the forms of arms to Ukraine. It wants that to be part of its contribution to the Ukraine fund. In other words, they're fussing about accounting in Germany. Now, the reason this is critical, because Germans are right to be careful with their money, is that Germany is said, rumor mill, said to support the U.S. position that Kiev must deal, must negotiate. Germany is, if there is a leader in the EU, and it's often denied that there is, Professor, it would be Berlin. So Berlin's point of view at this point, it needs energy. It's the third winter without the Russian supply. It needs Ostpolitik to come back in some fashion. What is its point of view, given the road ahead is so unclear?
The driving force behind the issues in Berlin right now is a tremendous shortfall in funding, 60 billion euros shortfall for what this very awkward coalition that Mr. Scholz is theoretically in charge of, for what they're trying to do. And Germany has a provision, a legal provision, that they cannot borrow more than a very small amount of money. Angela Merkel used to talk about the German, the Swabian housewife who went to the market, and she was this old-fashioned type, and she never spent more money than she had buying things. But we all know that modern society couldn't survive unless we all spent more time, spent more money than we had buying things. And nobody's quite sure how you continue that indefinitely, except that it's clear that you can't. So Germany is facing that issue, and the Supreme Court in Germany has just ruled that, in fact, this legal provision prevents the current three-party coalition government from borrowing money, as they were planning to do, in order to cover the shortfalls. So they're just having a fit. They have no idea what to do. It's like our country. I mean, we are just spending ourselves into the hole, trillions of dollars in debt. This can never be repaid. Clearly, this is deeply unsound and dangerous. But the idea of actually addressing it and controlling it is completely unwelcome, because politics is driven by using money to buy votes, essentially, to provide things and make voters think that they're getting something for nothing, which is not true. So there's really a major, major crisis of governance in Germany. And there is an opposition of the Christian Democratic Party, which is often in power, and they're starting to get a little bit they're starting to sort of sniff the breeze, see that maybe there could be a very large, there could be a transition in power. So I think that when we look at Germany, we have to realize that not only do they have a lot of challenges ranging from energy and Ukraine, and what are they going to do about Turkey, and what are they going to do about their green program and their total reinvention of their economy and all the rest. None of this stuff's going to happen. But what are they going to do? And they have no idea. But the driver behind it is that they're trying to live beyond their means. And remember, Germany is a very important country, but Germany is only a little bit bigger in extent than Vietnam in Asia, and Vietnam has a larger population. Vietnam isn't as rich yet, but Vietnam is doing very well. And Vietnam does not have the kind of obligations, promises to her people, which Germany does. So Vietnam is a dictatorship. So I think that with Germany, what we're talking about are consequences and difficult choices that have to be made. We've got to remember that the reason that these things are all so difficult is that they've run out of money. It's simple as that. And it's against their laws to print money. And Germans don't trust printing money. They have some unpleasant memories of inflation and so forth. So this is a very deeply rooted set of problems.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, 7 Capital, 7 Points of View. Finally, the District of Columbia, which never looks like it's very active these days. It's in a permanent political mood. However, when we come back, it's point of view. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.